Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. We're starting a new Masechet Be'etz Hashem. Masechet Megillah is Megala, Koloshen Kein Hu, the pnimius of the relationship between the Rebbeinu Shlom and Klal Yisrael, even in times of Hester Ponim. That the Rebbeinu Shlom is Megala himself. The time of Esther, the Rebbeinu Shlom is Megala himself. So, together with that goes a lot of the Hilchis Tefillah and the Halachos of Beis Knesses that are Mavur Behemshech HaMasechet. Megillah nikris ba'achad osor, b'shneim osor, on the 11th, the 12th, b'shloish osor, ba'arba osor, b'chamish osor. All these days, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th of, obviously, Chodesh Ador. And, of course, if there are two Adors, ba'ador sheni. And, of course, these dates, some of these dates are not mavur in the Megillah. Lo pochus v'lo yosef the Mishnah, not more, not less, even though the tzoyrich that would allow for the Megillah to be lain on the day that's not Purim would seem to include reasons maybe why you should lain on the 17th, but lepachas v'loydeisa. This is the extent of how far it could go. So the truth of the matter is that even though the Megillah says that Yemei HaPurim HaElu is the 14th and the 15th, the 14th for all of Klal Yisrael, the 15th for Shushan Abira, where the Mulchama against the Amalekim was fought also on the 15th, was on the 14th, the Nochu Me'oivim on the 15th, so Purim was celebrated, the Yom Tov was celebrated on the 15th, and therefore the Megillah would be lain then. The 11th, 12th, 13th don't seem to be mavur any place in the Megillah. Actually, the Gemara darshins. Pasuk says, L'kayim is Yimei HaPurim O'elu Bizmanehem. These days of Purim, like we said, that's the 14th and 15th, Bizmanehem would seem to add two other dates. The Gemara understands that the 13th, being a proper celebration of Purim, or at least Kriyas Megillah, is self-evident because the 13th was the day that the Ikar Mulchama was fought. So that's another day of the Nes. Remember that the Klal Yisrael rose up against the Amalekim that had the Gzeira on their side to be able to destroy Klal Yisrael. V'nochu me'aveim on the 13th, and then v'nochu me'aveim on the 14th. So the 13th is certainly as great of a day of Megillas HaEster on the 13th as it is on the 14th. The 11th and the 12th is what's Nisraba over here in the Pasuk of Bizmanehem, and the Tzorich L'kach will see me at Hashem Behemshech. Who lanes on which day? Krachin Amukofin Choyma Mimois Yeshua Benun. Koyin Bechamish also. Cities that are proper cities in the Yimei HaKadmoinim, something was a proper city, was surrounded by a wall. Great cities were surrounded by walls, and the reason why the takana was to make a city that was Mukav Chamim Yimeis Yeshua Benun, ostensibly the Gemara says, is because if it would have been the cities that are Mukav Chayma in the days of Shushan Abir, Yerushalayim HaKodesh would have not been included because at that point Yerushalayim was Bechor Bono. The walls were destroyed. They were only rebuilt at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash by Nechemim and Chachalya. So Memela, they had to include from the days when Yerushalayim was B'tikuna. Now, they could have just gone back to the days of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. They went back to Yeshua Benun. The Gemara sees in the Rishonim HaMarchiv, the Svarim talk about this on a deeper level, that the city that's Mukav Chamim Yemois B'Yeshua Benun, Yeshua Benun is the one who is the general in the battle against Amalek. The original battle against Amalek in the end of Parshas Peshalach, which is the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom HaPurim. K'soiv zayiz ba'sefer v'sim ba'ozne Yeshua, ki mochoy emcha zecha Amalek, Melchemes Amalek was given over to Yeshua Benun. So Memela, Klal Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael, Mimois Yeshua Benun is where the litmus test of that type of city is. There might be another remez also, the walls come tumbling down, the walls, the Chaymois of Tumah come tumbling down in the Schus Yeshua Benun. That was the first Mulchama in Eretz Yisrael. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, they fought, and the walls came down, the walls of Yericho. There might be a remez to that. But Al Kaponim, these type of cities, Koyim B'chamisha also, because they're similar to Shushan Abira. The Svarim state that there's an Indian over here, a deeper Indian, that even though the Gemara, the Mishnah, is Mavur, B'chamisha Osar, Otu Shushan Abira. But the real truth of the matter is, this is a vort that's worth saying over as a Kedama to the Masechta, it really the source of it is Rav Avram Azulay the Chesed Lavram, the grandfather of the Chidah. And he explains that Be'emesin, Yomim Tovim Klal Yisrael, the time of Gilui, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, is on the 15th day of the month. The simon for that is the Levona B'Miluyo. When the moon is full, that's the simon of the power and the Hizgalus of Klal Yisrael's Nitzchias. Chuasam Ayisrael HaNetzach, V'sikvasam V'chol Dar V'dor. Pesach, Sukkis, the 15th. The fact that there's a 15th of Av is because that day will be a full Yom Tif, Lasid Lavoi. Purim Lasid Lavoi, which will not become bottle. The Rambam says the only Moed that's not going to become bottle is Purim. But Etzim should be the 15th. It's on the 14th because right now we're in Golos. Even the times of the Ness of Purim, Anan Akati Da Achashverish Anan. That's why we don't say Halal on Purim, the Gemara says. The Megillah is in place of the Halal. You can't say a proper Halal because it's a Yom Tif that's in a Tkufa of Hester Ponim. However, really, the Purim, the Ganser Purim, the fullness of Purim, should be on the 15th. In Yerushalayim HaKadosh, which is Lasa Lava Meherv Yameinu Amen, is on the 15th. That's really the real place where it's supposed to be. The Gemara just says Shushan Abira because that's the story, but in the Pnimius Advar Mavada, the Iker, is that's the 15th in Yerushalayim. Okay, that's a vort, and it's a mindset. Kvorim Vayores Gedoylois Kvorim Bar Bo'osor. The towns and big cities which are open. Ayores Gedolos means cities that are open, that are not a krach, that are contained within the walls. Kvorim Bar Bo'osor. Elo Sheha Kvorim, the small towns, Magdimin Liyam HaKnisa. Be'etzim, the day for everybody else is the 14th, that's when Purim is. The whole Purim in the Krach and Amukofim Yemais Yishuvim is on the 15th. The whole Purim is on the 14th. Kriyas Megillah, you could be Magdim Liyam HaKnisa. Yom HaKnisa means the day when they got together for market, or alternatively when they got together for Kriyas HaTorah. Ezra Tikin Lohem, that bigger towns should always have a Yeshivas Bezdin Monday and Thursday. So they were Magdim. You can't make Purim later. The Pasuk says, V'lo Yavar. You can't make Purim the 16th. There's only one little bit of Purim on the 16th. That's Purim in Yerushalayim that falls out on Shabbos, what we call Purim Meshulish, where you can't lay the Megillah on Shabbos. The same way you can't take Lulav on Shabbos. You can't blow Shofar on Shabbos. You can't take the Megillah on Shabbos. So Memela, the Megillah was before. You can't lay the Megillah. V'lo Yavar. It had to be made on the 14th. But since Be'etzim, the Purim is 15th, so the Suda will be on the 16th. That's the only time there's Epis and Mashu of Purim on the 16th. Otherwise, since they didn't want to be Matriach, the townspeople, from having come in the small villages to come into the bigger cities on separately, so they did it B'yom HaKnisa. So what the different possibilities we'll discuss in the next Mishnah. Mishnah Beis, Ketzad. How does this play itself out? On which day is which? Chal liyos yoyim arba'osa b'sheni. Purim that year, Purim, the Pashta Purim on the 14th day of Adar falls out on Monday. Kvorim vayores gedoylois kvorim vayom. Perfect, that's yom knisa. Mukofo is choyim melamochor. On the 15th, the next day, this for sure a minyan. They don't have to go anyplace else. It's a city, it's self-contained. Simel, they lay on Tuesday in the Mukofo's. If Purim of the 14th falls on Tuesday or Wednesday, you can't go to Thursday because v'lo yavar. So you have to go backwards. Kvorim magdim liyoy maknisa. The kvorim that don't have a minion, we allow them to be magdim liyoy maknisa with somebody from the town to lane for them. They didn't have a megillah. They didn't have somebody who knew how to lane properly in the small villages. They come into town for market day. There's Bezdin is Yoshiv, which means that there's a Krius in the bigger towns. So they come in on Monday. That's when they have their Krius Megillah. Monday that year is either Yud Gimel or Yud Beis. Vayores Gedoylois Koyim Bayoyim. The bigger cities, Avada have a minion. They don't have a Heter to go back to the 12th or the 13th. So for them, the proper day is the 14th. Umukof is Chaim Lamocha. Chaliyos Bechamishi. If it falls on Thursday, Kvarim Vayores Gedoylois Koyim Bayoyim. Umukof is Chaim Lamocha. They'll lay tomorrow on the proper day, which is Friday. Chaliyo is Erev Shabbos, if it falls out on Friday. Kvorim Magdimim Liyoim HaKnisa. They push it back one day. They'll lay on the 13th. Vayores gedolos and mukafes chayim akayim by bayoyim. Here we have a knedge to add. The ayoros gedolos and mukafes chayim are both going to land over here on the same day. Why is that? Because if Purim the 14th is on Friday, the 15th is on Shabbos. Like we mentioned before, Chazal didn't allow. They were oikir the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah Bizmana the same way they were oikir the mitzvah of Lulav and the mitzvah of Shofar. Shem Yavirin and Dal Rams Peshus HaRabim. On our calendar, by the way, if you ask anybody which mitzvahs were Chazal oikir because of Shabbos, only Lulav and Shofar. Why? Because our Purim can never fall on Shabbos. The only Purim that could fall on Shabbos is only Purim Dimu Kofin, and in that we taka with Magdim to Friday, Doshteto. What's not Mavur, of course, which we spoke out, is what do you do with the other Chalakim of Purim? That means your Magdim, Shabbos of Tezvov, your Magdim to your Dal. So there was a lot of controversy around the proper procedure for what's called Purim Mishulish. We'll explain why it's called Purim Mishulish. Is because you tzibrekel, the final psak, the minig of Yerushalayim, this was written about originally by the Malbach, who was the Rav, Reb Levi Ibn Chaviv, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim, mamish in the first Tkufa Dachrenim. His father was still from the Yotzei Svart. So you're talking about mamish the early 1500s. He was the Bar Plukta on the reinstitution of the smicha of the Maribe Rav in Tzfas. So you're talking about the 1520s, the 1530s. And at that point, it hadn't yet been clarified because Yerushalayim had been desolate for centuries. And what came out, and what's no glahalocha is that if Tezvov is Purim Dimul Kofim, the minig is the only chelik of Purim that you keep on Shabbos is the Alanisim. And the maftir, the regular kriya that we lane on Purim, you'll lane as maftir. The vayove amolek lilochem b'Yisrael at the end of Parshas Beshalach. The haftorah will be the same as zochar. It's the haftorah of mechias amolek of Shaul Hamelech. Al anisim you'll say on Shabbos because that's the right day. It's tezvov. You're gonna push back Megillah to Friday. You don't push forward to Sunday because v'lo yavo you can't lane the Megillah on the 16th. So you're laying on the 14th. What else you do is what comes out from the Gemara already is in Siachas to this, is that Mikra Megillah and Mishloach Monos, but Matanos Levyonim have to go together. The Gemara says, Eine Evyonim, Eine Aniyim, Le Mikra Megillah Nesuois. Where do they get their Ike Matanos Levyonim? They didn't have PayPal Amol, they didn't have QuickPay. And they also didn't have cars of Bochum going around. So the Aniyim would congregate by the Tzibur, which was not by the houses. It was hard to go from house to house. There were no cars. So they went to the shuls. So because of that, they pushed back the Matanos Levyonim together with Mikra Megillah. And on Sunday is the other Chelek of Purim. There's no V'lo Yavar L'gabe the Sudo. Whichever day is the Yom Mishnah V'Simcha, two mitzvahs that go together is Mishloach Manos, which is Achana for the Suda. We share with each other things for the Suda. That's what Mishloach Manos is supposed to be. Mishloach Manos and the Suda that we do on Sunday, Mikra Megillah and Matanos Levyonim on Friday, Al Anisim and the Kriyas HaTorah of Purim, that's on Shabbos, and that's why it's called Purim Mishulish. It's a gewaltig experience. Next time there is one, it's advice for everybody. Yirtzeh Hashem, Gantz Klal Yisrael, should be in Yerushalayim HaKadosh. Chaliyos b'Shabbos, if the 14th falls out on Shabbos, Kvarim v'yoros gedolos makdimin, v'koyrin liyom haknisa. So here we have an extra knetch. L'choyra, if before we read the Mishnah, what we would say is on Shabbos we can't, because it's takon of chacham that you can't lane on Shabbos, shem yavirenu, so you have to push back to Friday, or you can push to Sunday, there's no v'lo yavar, because the Veloyavar only goes on the 16th. You can't lay the Megillah past the 15th. But you can lay the Megillah on the 15th, so you have two choices what to do in the Ayoros Gedolos. The Kvarim, you can't push to Sunday because they're not in town. So the Kvarim, we understand. You can't push to Monday because that's already the 16th. You're going to have to push back to Thursday. Ayoros Gedolos, you have a choice. So here the Mishnah adds, Chachomim put together, since the Bnei Kvarim are going to be laning on Thursday, they put together the Kvarim Vayoros Gedolos, it should be on one day, and they laned out Liyam HaKnisa on Thursday. Mukofes Choyma Lim Mochor. Vukovas Chayim are going to land on the 15th when they're supposed to land. Chalios Acha Shabbos, if it falls out the 14th on Sunday. Kvorim Magdimin Liyoy Maknisa, the Bnei Kvar, they can't go to Monday because since it's not the right day for them, you never push off doing a mitzvah. You push back. You Magdim a mitzvah. So Mele Magdimin Liyoy Maknisa, you push back the mitzvah for Thursday. That's the case where you're going to lay in your Yerav. It's the only case where the Bnei Kvarim are going to lay in on the 11th day of Adar. Vayoros Gedoylois Koyrim Boy Bayoim. They're going to lay on the 14th on Sunday and we'll cover Chayim Lamachar on Monday. The Maisa, the Gemara, and the Rav brings over here that all this takona of the Kvarim and pushing up days and not laying on the right day was only be made by Hasheni when Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael. There were Bate Dinim, there was a Beis HaMikdash. There was Shluchim Yoitzim on Kiddush HaChodesh. So things were centralized more or less. And really you could be a little bit loose. Chazal were able to be a little bit loose on the dates. Bizman Hazeh, Klal Yisrael is dispersed in a million directions. We have calendars. But what the Gemara says is that people are going to look at Mikra Megillah. They're going to start counting months. People are going to eat Chametz and Pesach. There's going to be a lot of confusion. They didn't have printed calendars. So because of that, they were mevatel later on after Klal Yisrael was dispersed. They were mevatel, the Chachmei HaGemara were mevatel the original takana of the Bnei Kvarim being magdim the Kriya. Everybody has to lay bismanim. That's the Maisa, the Halacha Maisa. Nobody by us ever saw anybody laying on the 11th, 12th, or the 13th.